This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And a pleasant good afternoon on this Friday. Welcome to Fans to the Pro. Mike Haas. The great Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock tonight. Then it's the Brian Kelly Show and then a Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup and some big ones tonight. Jesuit and Carr taking place at the Shrine. Also in this hour, we'll have Tom Thayer with Super Bowl champion Chicago Bears back in the day. He's with their radio team now, breaking down the Bears who've won three straight. And at 5:25, Andrew Lopez, Pelicans TV sideline reporter, as the Pelicans get ready to start the season. How are you, Deuce?
Doing well, sir. And yourself?
I am well. It's funny. We were talking last week about New England, and we were talking to the New England guy and about, you know, they were kind of feeling themselves really well. And they played well, and they won the game. And so I'm, you know, doing research for the Bears, and I'm reading headlines like, Bears greatest start, Bears back to 85, Bears are back. I'm just like, whoa, you know, it's, you know.
But when you talk to the actual Bears, it's farthest from the truth as far as how they feel. But from, you know, the fans and some of the things that they're saying, that's exactly right.
And won so, three straight. Now, you're not going to get 11 turnovers in three games all the time. They come in bunches. That's why people say that.
Well, I mean, right? 11, I mean, and they're at 12. You know, you're right up there total. Right. You're 12 total, but, I mean, that's tops in the leagues. And, you know, they have a formula, and they are playing really well. And they'll tell you there's still a lot more that they can do better.
Oh, I would agree. I've watched every game. Yeah. They, you know, they get drilled by Detroit. First off, they lose the first two games.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota, Detroit. Detroit drills them. Dallas comes to town. They beat Dallas. See if this sounds familiar to the Giants game. In the fourth quarter, Dallas had it three times. Interception, interception, interception.
Mm-hmm.
That's how. So they win game three. Then they go to Las Vegas. And it's not pretty. I mean, it is ugly. And the difference is they block a game-winning field goal at the end of the game to win 25-24. They're off week five. Week six, they make a game-winning field goal of 38 yards to win 25-24.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 25 is a weird number.
Same score, two games back-to-back.
And
with a bye in between.
With a bye in between. And they beat Dallas 31-14. It isn't pretty, like you said, but they are doing what you need to do when you need to do it to win games.
Well, they're winning games.
To win, that's 3-2 versus 1-5.
Yeah, they're winning games. And so whether it's the hard way or whether it's the ugly way, it doesn't really matter because guess what? It's a W.
Yeah.
It's a W. And so they're playing with some confidence as well. When you win games like that, you play with some confidence. And for a new coaching staff that's trying to implement the trust – and try to get the buy-in, that helps, that you're able to win some of those games that normally in the past you've lost. And so for those guys, they're playing with a lot of different confidence, a lot of different players, but they'll tell you there's still a lot that they could do better. And I think it's a good matchup for the Saints. Now, one thing, and we kind of know this because I know that we were talking off the air about it, how does the wind and rain play into this game? The rain is supposed to be out by 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I agree. I think the rain
the rain should be out. Now, I don't know what it does to the field. I think they'll have the tarp still on the field. But the rain should be out. But the wind won't be out. And so whether it's a gust, whether it's consistent, I mean, the Soldier Field already has a funny, you know, wind and how it blows and where it blows and, you know, if it catches right here in this little corner.
Yeah, you're on the lake.
Yeah, I mean, and it already is iffy and tricky. But this will be a game where we're constantly looking at the goalposts to see which angle and which way. And then also, if you win the toss, maybe it's not so much about, hey, we want the ball right now.
Yeah.
It may be about, we want to kick with the wind.
Yeah, wind in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, with
we haven't
first,
had that yet.
Yeah,
we haven't
with
had
first
that.
And third, right. Or do you want the wind second and, you know, second and fourth quarter? And so all of those things you've got to be able to take into consideration. And, you know, here's the other thing we talk about. What is it? You'll still do probably wet ball drill. Quarterbacks, receivers, skill position, even center from snapping the football. It's got to be some type of wet ball drill where I'm catching a heavy, soggy type football.
So today, the Saints, considering they've not had a bye, about as well as you can be from an injury status. Isaac Yiadom is questionable. He's got that hamstring. John Ridgeway with the shoulder questionable, but he's still got a week. They don't have to do anything until next Wednesday.
Correct.
With him. So from the Chicago side, they actually came out better than I thought they would be, considering they had a Monday night game. Mm-hmm. DJ Moore spends Monday night in the hospital. He goes from DMP Wednesday, which, by the way, they didn't practice Wednesday, mm-hmm. to LP to full P. So they are without
– He doesn't even have a designation for the game.
Yeah, he's done. He's fine. They are without their kicker, Cairo Santos, the former Tulane kicker. So they've got Jake Moody. I've got some special team stuff that I'm going to save. I went down a rabbit hole. I couldn't.
I wasn't going.
And without Noah Sewell, the younger brother of Nephi, and so he would have had a chance to play mm-hmm. if Nephi would be, you know, an elevation because he's already played against Penei mm-hmm. In week two. But those two are out, questionable. This is where I think it gets important because it's Austin Booker, Travis Homer. And Obenmiga, because they have to be a roster spot.
Yep.
And they released Passanio today.
So we know that's one
right.
that they're calling up, and there will possibly be another one tomorrow that they call up and add.
Right. But it's the question if it could be a practice squad elevation, doesn't have to be a roster spot. But it does if you're bringing one of these guys up. And they've all been on IR.
I think it's the defensive lineman.
Yeah, Booker. Austin Booker.
Yeah, I think it's Booker that they're going to get.
Makes sense.
That they're bringing up.
And so Jake Moody will kick. The Saints were supposed to play Jake Moody
mm-hmm.
week two, but he got cut week one from San Francisco. So the Saints have really only played the starting kicker they were supposed to face. Week three, Jason Myers, right? Because they've faced Matt Prater, Eddie Pinheiro, Chad Ryland, who got the job because Matt Prater got hurt last week. So then they faced Matt Prater in week four, Jude Mikitomne. He's an international pathway program player because Graham Gano got hurt. And then here, week six.
You did jump down. I mean, you jump deep, deep down
a special teams kicker. Right, because you've played a drafted rookie, a kid from Ireland, a 41-year-old Matt Prater, Eddie Pinheiro, who got cut from Carolina, was sitting at home thinking he's out of football, Chad Ryland, who only got the job because Matt Prater got hurt, and then Matt Prater because Tyler Bass got hurt for Buffalo. You know what those guys are? 9 of 10.
I've said nearly perfect.
Against the Saints. The only kick that was missed against the Saints was the Brian Brzee block.
Yeah.
That's it. And on top of that, you know the best kicker in the NFL is? I didn't know this.
Oh, the kid from Dallas?
Pinheiro.
Oh, Pinheiro.
He's 15 of 15 yeah. and missed.
Yeah.
They bring him in week two
yeah.
to replace Jake Moody, and he had missed. I just find it's unusual that in your seventh week, you have not faced the team's main kicker but a couple of times. That's pretty strange. I mean, I think.
Yeah,
that's a lot of kickers getting hurt.
I was not going down the kicker gate, kicker gate scandal that deep. It is intriguing. If the kicker probably played more than field goals, PAT, and kickoffs.
Yeah. Jake Moody, I mean, you know, these guys get resurrected, right? Eddie Pinheiro is a perfect example.
Well, we're going to find out if Jake Moody is resurrected yeah. with that win.
Yeah.
I mean, because he's got some demons. He was able to overcome it Monday night.
Had one block.
Yeah, but that's what I'm telling you. He's got some demons that he's trying to fight off from his Frisco days.
And he hasn't kicked in Chicago.
No, they were on the road.
They were on the road in Washington, and it was wet.
Even he said he was just meeting teammates. Guys didn't even know his name. You know, guys didn't even know his name. Like, man, who is this dude? You know, it wasn't like he was with him with camp or anything. And so it's just like the first time you meet him, he's on a road trip. And so they're like, wait, who? This isn't our regular kicker. Who is this guy?
Yeah, and then they put it in his hands from 38 yards out. It's been kind of it's crazy from kickers being hurt and who the Saints play. I want to shout out quickly to Magazine Pizza. Magazine Pizza 1068, dine in or delivery. By the way, 1068 Magazine Pizza. The best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pastas, sandwiches, wings, and salads. MagazinePizza.com with you until 6 o'clock tonight. Take a break here, fans in the pro. Mike Hall, Deuce McAllister. Back after this on WWLAMFM.com and always free on the Odyssey app. Welcome back, fans in the pro. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock tonight. We'll talk some LSU, Tulane. We're going to talk Pelicans in the 5 o'clock hour, but we are continuing our conversation with the Sunday matchup, Saints and the Bears. The Bears that have won 3 games in a row, 11 turnovers in those 3 games. Tom Thayer, Chicago Bears radio color analyst, joins us. Tom, welcome to the show. You are on with Deuce and Hoss.
Hey, I appreciate you guys having me. Thank you very much.
So we have both been reading, you know, kind of the articles in Chicago, and everybody's excited, and the Bears are back, and, man, it's just good times. New coach, Dennis Allen, defensive coordinator, turnovers all over the place, 3-game winning streak. And Deuce said, well, you know, the players probably don't feel it as much as the fans do. What the mood up there got to be pretty good.
No, I think Deuce is right because so I pay attention to a lot of the media, both on radio and the national narrative and everything about the Bears. And it's like every single sentence when they talk about the Bears, it starts with, I hope. You know, I hope Caleb Williams is finally getting it. I hope the running game is sustainable. I hope Dennis Allen and these turnovers can continue. So I don't know if the Bears are really going to be a respected opponent until every sentence about them doesn't start with, I hope. But hopefully that's the direction Ben Johnson has this team pointed. And, you know, you see if you can turn those 3 wins into something.
Yeah, and Tom, I have to agree with you, you know, and the only way to change that thought process is to win. You know, you have to continue to win, and so then the I hopes is they are doing, and they start to believe. But just give us your overall, you know, what you think overall of this team so far through from what you've seen so far from the team.
You know, Deuce, everything that I think about this team starts with Ben Johnson. And because Ben Johnson has never disappointed me in any time he's ever gone to the podium, he's not selling false hope. He's talking football reality. He's never gone out there and given the golden ticket to anybody at any position, from Caleb Williams to DeAndre Swift to the offensive line to the defense. And when Ben talks at the podium, it's real. So he talks about, we got to practice better if we're going to be a better team. We have to have better performances on the practice field to decide who's going to play and who's not going to play.
And it's so good, man. We all got dogs.
Really important to understand that Johnson is the leading messenger of this football team, and the players and the different positions, they have to live up to his expectations. And he's never shied away from challenging anybody at any position, no matter where you were drafted or how many years of service you have.
I was just saying, Tom, we all got dogs, man. Don't worry about it. We've been there. It's good. DeAndre Swift, man, you watch that Monday night game, and you gosh, oh my goodness! I mean, he does it all, right? I mean, 175 yards from scrimmage, 108 rush, you know, 14 carries, 7.7 yards, you know, a carry. You watch the Las Vegas game, 14 rushes, 2.7 average. I assume, you know, not the real DeAndre Swift, but something in between is probably what the Saints probably should expect.
Well, you know, the thing about it is when you go back and you look at what Washington was vulnerable to, they were giving up 5.8 yards per carry to the edges. They were only giving up about 2.2 to 2.3 yards on the interior. So they ran enough times on the inside to keep them honest. But when you look at the biggest of the biggest plays, they were on the outside edge. And this is also an offensive line that's still trying to come together. And last week, the interior, Jonah Jackson, Dahlman, and Tooney played their best brand of NFL combination interior football in the two offensive tackles, and they just made a switch at the left tackle. They took out Braxton Jones, and they started Theo Benedet. And so it's probably the first most physical game the offensive tackle position has played on behalf of the Bears. But that goes back to my original point. I hope this running game is sustainable, but that the offensive line can play as physically as they did in Washington throughout the remainder of the season. And when you look at the Bears, out of the 12 remaining games, 11 of them are outdoors. So the conditions are going to deteriorate. You have to not hope the running game is sustainable, that the running game is sustainable, because that's the root of Ben Johnson offense. Run the ball, play action, and then throw the ball downfield.
Yeah, Tom, and I definitely agree with you. You know, when we talk about just the elements and, you know, what will that look like, how much could that impact the game on what each team kind of likes to do, whether it's via the air, via the ground. Do you have the horses on the ground? Do you trust your offensive line enough? Just trying to break that down.
Well, you know, Deuce, that kind of made me nervous going into this week, because I have a lot of respect for the offensive line of the New Orleans Saints. I think it's a guys. I really like Alvin Kamara. I like, you know, to me, and I keep describing Spencer as a version of a Baker Mayfield. And when you look at the conditions, what they could possibly be at Soldier Field on Sunday, it might be a little misty, but there could be some heavy duty off the lake winds. And so if you're talking about the Bears and they're trying to get a sustainable running game, you got to prove it to me before I'm going to anoint it sustainable. When I look at Alvin Kamara and your offensive line, I think that's a really good group of guys that's got a really good unit for a period of time to come. And if the weather is what they say it could be, then maybe the offensive line will decide the fate of this game. And like I said, I like your group up front, and I hope that I like the Bears group up front as much within the next few weeks.
So often, you know, third down, red zone, things like that. Red zone can be a little misleading because of the turnovers. I mean, the Bears in the first 2 weeks were 100% in the red zone and lost both games. In the last 3 weeks, all victories, they've been 41% in the red zone. That's what 11 turnovers does for you. So, I mean, it's a great equalizer. I guess it will be Jake Moody for week number two. It'll be his first, you know, kicking at Soldier Field this week. Santos, the former Tulane kicker, he's going to be held out as well, right?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, we all know this. And I was saying it to Jeff in the booth on Monday night, and I was saying that field goals get you beat. And if you don't have a productive red zone that results in touchdowns rather than field goals, you're always on that slippery slope. And so, to me, if the Bears don't improve in the red zone, and I don't know why they couldn't, because they have Cole Kmet, they have Colston Loveland, they have DeAndre Swift and a couple of other good running backs. They got Roma Dunze. They got DJ Moore. They got Olamide Zaccheaus. So they have the weapons that you need to be good in the red zone. But when those windows are condensed, you have to have the timing and the confidence to make the throws if you're throwing it, or else you have to have the power up front if you're going to be a red zone running team.
What kind of makes the Bears, in your estimation, so good both offensively and defensively on third down? Offensively, they're seventh in the NFL, 28 of 65, 43%, you know, roughly the same defensively, but better, you know, third in the league on third down with Dennis Allen, of course, whom we know well. What is it that makes this team so effective on third offensively and defensively?
You know, on the offensive side of the ball, it's creativity by Ben Johnson and his play calling. So we get to interview him first right after the football game, Jeff Joniak and I. And he often uses the word reset. And so I go, all right, Ben, if you use the word reset so frequently, what about the button repeat? He goes, I don't repeat plays. I run them once because the opponent over there, they have a tablet and they're looking at all of our formations and everything we do. So you're not going to see a repeat of the same plays in the red zone. You're going to see a new play each and every snap. And so I think one thing about the Bears, the more repetitiously they can run these plays throughout the course of the season and even leading in the next season, I think the red zone will be better. But it definitely is an area of the field that they have to walk away with touchdowns instead of field goals, or else they're going to, you know, like I said, it's going to be a slippery slope. In terms of defense, I do think because they have talent in the defensive backfield, even though they're missing Jalen Johnson, that they have good combinations of nickel and dime defense back there. They have good linebackers in Tremaine Edmonds, and TJ Edwards just got back in the mix last week, but Noah Sewell came in and played a really high level of linebacker. So, you know, it's not necessarily they're not getting sacks. They're not getting great pressure from the line. So it's about what the back seven and eight do rather than what the front four are doing.
Well, it will be interesting. Both teams will go on the road for three of their next four after this one. It'll be a clash, you know, weather, wind, you know, we're used to that when we come to Chicago. Tom Thayer, color analyst for the Chicago Bears Radio Network, as always, thank you, sir. And best of luck. Also, congrats to Jeff Joniak. Had a nice 25-year anniversary as the voice of the Bears. Had a nice article there, so congrats to him.
Well, come by the booth and have a hot cup of coffee because we always got a brewing in the booth.
You're preaching to the choir. Yeah, it's the best invite we've had, I can tell you that. Thank you, Tom.
All right, see you then. See you guys.
Tom Thayer,
thank
Chicago
you.
Bears radio color analyst. We'll take a break. My cost, Deuce McAllister. This is Fans in the Pro until 6 o'clock tonight when it's the Brian Kelly Show and then the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup here on WWLAMFM.com and always free on the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back, Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. A couple of early morning games tomorrow. Tulane is at 11 o'clock with Army. LSU, their game with Vanderbilt in Nashville. Grab a cup of coffee and start your game day early, 7 a.m. Mike Detillier and Herb Tyler and the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgate and Show. Then at 9 o'clock, catch LSU's official pregame show. Kickoff at 11 with the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, and color analyst Jacob Hester. Then after the game, Mike and Herb for the Purple and Gold Point After live from Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge. 16 surround sound TVs and the best drink specials. It's a great place to hang out and watch college football, which will just be kind of getting started in some places. Thanks to all the good folks at MAP Construction. Tigers and the Commodores tomorrow starting at 7 a.m. on WWL and streaming live on the free Odyssey app. Tulane takes on Army at 11 as well. Wow. Now, you've had to have played some 11 a.m. games.
Way
right?
too many.
And so, what's wake up? 6 a.m.? Breakfast at set? When are they? What's
yeah,
wake up?
Wake up's at 6 to 6:30, and then breakfast is
home
at,
or away. Doesn't matter. Probably,
doesn't
right?
matter. Doesn't matter. I mean, it's, yeah. I mean, because normally you have to be at the stadium at 9 o'clock. So, if you've got 30-minute ride, 45-minute ride, or 20-minute ride, you know, it doesn't really matter.
What's the hardest part about those 11 o'clock games? Kind of getting a sweat going or just
– the
crowd's just sitting there going, all right, do something.
We normally practice in the morning. So I've done it both ways. Some coaches practice at night, but normally most of the practices were in the morning. So you were accustomed to getting up, getting going – and because you normally practice in the morning, you know, whether it was before class or whatever it may have been. High school, you know, you're practicing after school. Right. But college, it was practice in the morning. And so 11 o'clock game, you just got to get your body ready to play in a sense. But, you know, as far as the sweating part, you were used to it because you got up early anyway for practice.
So it's number 10, LSU at 17, Vanderbilt. Which really started for Vandy. They went over Georgia Tech in the Birmingham Bowl last year. They have scored 44 against Virginia Tech, beat South Carolina. In Columbia, scored 31, beat Georgia State 70, Utah State 55, lost to Alabama 30-14. That was a much closer game. That was 14 all at half, and just didn't put any points on the board. So this is not your daddy's Vanderbilt team.
No, and it starts with the quarterback. I mean, that's where it starts with the Vanderbilt team. They've got some skill guys. They've invested into the NIL, and I like Clark Lee, their head coach. He's done a really good job. He's a Vandy guy. He played there, so he understands, and he's finally got, you know, some of the athletes that he needs. But it starts with the quarterback. He's able to have a little – he's got some moxie to him, and, you know, he's got a little attitude where he's out there talking trash, but he can play. he can play. And so, you know, if he can – he has time, one, but if he can get the ball to his playmakers and or even run himself, he can give you some problems. But, I mean, LSU, they've seen quarterbacks like him. It's just them, hey, we're normally a night team. You know, we've got to get amped up and ready to play, and knowing that this team could actually play, we can't look at it as – oh, that's it. That's old Vanderbilt.
Right.
You know, that's old
I
Vanderbilt.
I think Vandy being ranked helps. Well, it kind of gets you mentally, hey, yeah, we're playing, you know, we're not playing.
It does and it doesn't, because it's just like, it's still Vandy. You know, the perception is still out there. It's still Vandy.
Yeah.
Even if they're ranked, you know, they're still, it's still Vanderbilt. So it's not like all of a sudden it's this shiny new car out there that Vanderbilt has. And Vandy knows that they have to continue to earn the respect. You go back to a couple of years when Coach James Franklin, who was just let go by Penn State, he had them kind of rocking and rolling. But then it's just like, it's been so hit and miss with the success that they've had at Vanderbilt. And so ranking, yeah, that gets the attention a little bit more, but it's, when they're in the game late second quarter, early third quarter, then it's like, all right, you got my respect now. You've got my attention now. And the question becomes, can you turn it on to kind of slow them down?
Right, get popped in the mouth. And you go, whoa, yeah, hey.
Hey, this ain't the same Vandy.
Right, and the Tigers, you know, on the who have just had the one loss to Ole Miss, have just, it's been an offensive uphill battle. Clemson 17. Louisiana Tech 23-7, Florida 20-10. If you take the Southeastern 56-10 game out, they lose to Ole Miss 24-19, beat South Carolina 20-10. If you, just because it skews the numbers, if you take the Southeastern 56 points, now this is a team averaging 19.8 a game.
With as much talent that you have, that should not be the case. But some of it's not one issue.
Right.
It's not one issue. One, you can't run the ball consistent. That's a problem. Two, you hadn't been able to kind of quarterback, hadn't been able to connect consistently with guys, and you've had guys banged up, whether they've played hurt, whether they've been having to sit out games. You know, you just hadn't been able to consistently lean on that talent on the outside that you know that's there. And all is not written off, because you're still what? 6-1.
Right.
You know,
it just
feels like you're a 3-3 team. You know, it's almost like that's what you feel like, that you're a 500 team. And we know that's not the case. But, you know, when you talk about it, and it couldn't be 3-3, but, you know, but that's what it feels like. It feels like you're a 500 team, but you're literally not. And you're still squarely in the mix as far as a playoff team.
Yeah.
And so.
But you can't afford another.
Well, you can. I think you can get in at two.
I don't know if this LSU team can get it.
No, they can get in.
If they get in at two, that means, because after, here's the problem.
Now, here's where it becomes interesting. We know one. Who is the other lost to? That's the question. Because
it better be A&M or Bama.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Because if A&M and Bama are still rolling and you're able to beat them, you're getting in the playoffs. Whether you lose to Vanderbilt and Ole Miss, if you're able to beat Alabama and you're able to beat A&M, you're getting in the playoffs.
Because that's what's next. You go Vandy, then you host A&M, then you're at Bama, Arkansas, west of Kentucky, then you finish on the road in Norman against the Sooners.
And they've been ranked high.
Yeah.
And they've had their first loss last week to Texas. So if you can have another loss. But it definitely probably depends on who it is and who you beat.
Yeah.
Because if you beat Oklahoma, you beat A&M, and you beat Alabama, you're getting in the playoffs. You're getting in the playoffs. Even if you lose to Vandy,
yep,
you're getting into the playoffs. Now, you would probably want to be higher than a 10th seed, which is probably where you're going to be, somewhere in that range, but you're getting in the playoffs.
Take a break. Both of them at 11, Tulane and Army. Army's won two straight. They're 3-3 after a tough start. We'll talk more about that throughout the next hour, but we'll take a break here. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister, Fans of the Pro, with you until 6 o'clock tonight here on WWL. Welcome back. Big John, who's holding, will take you in the 5 o'clock hour because we're getting ready to go to news. But again, don't forget, it's prep football. What a big day for prep football. Week 7 of our Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. Ian Ozan Coach Lou Vowden tonight and every Friday night at 7 for the most comprehensive high school football show in America. WWL will broadcast live from the Shrine on Airline. Edna Carr takes on Jesuit tonight. The other big games include Slidell at Covington, St. Paul's at Ponchatoula, Bonneville at John Arrett, Mandeville at Covington, Lakeshore at Pearl River. Get ready for Friday Night Lights, the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup, presented by Acadian Companies and Dr. Pepper, from 7 to 10:30 on WWL. Country Day and Sarah T. Reed will be finished by then. They're playing this afternoon. And wow, Carr and Jesuit. Man, we're doing a renovation at the Shrine, and this is exactly what it's for, right? That's going to be a great football atmosphere.
Well, it's going to be a great football atmosphere, but it's going to be a pretty good football game as well. I mean, yeah. When you look at what Carr, I think Carr, some publications, I know the top 10, but yeah. I think some have him as high as maybe number 7th in the nation.
When you win 20 straight, things like that happen.
Yeah, I mean.
But Jesuit's 5-2. This is a feather. This could upend,
You're in
the Catholic League.
You're in the meat of the schedule for the Catholic League,
yep.
And it'll definitely should be a pretty good game. But I mean, Carr just got some monsters over there.
Yeah, so that's one of them tonight. We'll be back for the second hour of Fans in the Pro. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. We'll talk Pelicans as they played a preseason game last night. The news is next. Welcome back. We are getting some of the early precincts in. It's too close to call as Deuce and I begin our election coverage. This is when we can do it, after the election.
After the election, we can definitely do it. Now, we may want to stay late night, too, as those votes continue to steady roll in, Mike. And so
those are
we will give you, in some areas, we know it's here, it's called parishes, but we will give you a beat by beat.
That's right. Too early to call, as just the absentee votes are coming in, and we'll just 2% of the votes in early on.
2% early on, but from all indications, we do have, and this would be 85% participation.
They're very good.
Yeah, 85%.
Very good.
85%, and that's probably presidential numbers when we talk about voting, when you talk about 85%, because – sometimes we take that for granted.
That's true. It is an honor, and some would say duty, but hey, not everybody gets to do it. So you just use that voice. You only get one. You only get one punch of that ticket. So do so. Hey, Big John's been holding in Kenner. Big John, welcome to the show. You're on with Deuce and Haas. Welcome.
Hey guys, how y'all doing? I have two questions for y'all. I'll give you the first one and then hear y'all's response, and then maybe come back and give you the second one. The first one is to both of y'all. What is Brian Kelly doing? We give this guy $60 million. And I'm sitting on the couch calling the plays. I mean, I do have a little bit of a coaching background, so I see where he's coming from as far as trying to get the run game going. But when you're consistently calling his plays, it gets repetitive. And why isn't he spreading the field, Deuce, and opening the field and making a play the whole field with these type of receivers? I just don't understand why we gave this guy the kind of money, and what is he thinking? I'd like to hear what y'all's response is.
Well, I think, you're probably a little frustrated, it sounds like, from a formation standpoint, or you're frustrated from the just the overall play design or play calls that they've been using.
Formation. It's mainly the formation, Deuce. With those kind of weapons, I would spread the field out, make these other teams cover the whole field.
Yeah,
they don't have good enough talent.
No, most teams don't are not going to have the talent. But the problem becomes, can you protect the quarterback? When you spread them out, you better trust and know that my offensive line can protect my quarterback. I mean, because if not, then I'm getting rid of the ball 1-2 and it's gone. If you're over anything longer than 2 seconds, then now my quarterback has pressure, and that becomes part of the problem. Can I protect the quarterback if I'm only going to keep 5 guys in and or 6 guys in? Can we protect the quarterback?
Well, if we're paying him $60 million, don't you think he ought to be able to tell, hey, Jared, hey, look, that's mine. When you come up to the line of scrimmage, look for the weakness here. That third guy, you're going to cover our third receiver. It's not going to happen.
It may not, but I mean, at the same time, Penn State was paying their guy, they owe him $50 million on a buyout for that same reason. And they couldn't get it done the last couple of weeks. So, I mean, I wish I could tell you it was easy as you're saying it is, but it's not. And I understand that it's frustrating.
All right, the second question is for the New Orleans Saints. I think that Spencer Rattler is doing a phenomenal job. A lot of people ain't giving this kid a chance. This year is really only his rookie year. He just seems like he's missing wins, dude. I want to know if you, and Mike, I want to know if y'all agree that once he gets more confidence, he'll be able to hit those open windows a little better.
Yeah, I mean, there's some couple of throws that he's missed as far as some windows, particularly when you look at some of the touchdown throws, but he's played well. I mean, I can't say that he's the reason that the Saints are, you know, what their record is as far as them not winning games. He's improved normally week in and week out, and they've played with a lot of confidence in him as far as, you know, operational-wise and what they're doing. I mean, you just got to get the ball to the playmakers, and the playmakers have to come through for you.
Mike, do you think he's going to be an NFL quarterback?
Yeah, he already is. I think he's got the support of the team. And, you know, it's his job until it's not his job. And I think you're right. I think Deuce, and I talked to him a couple of weeks ago. He was on the Saints Hour. He's aware of some throws that, you know, maybe the window was missed or didn't allow the receiver to maybe make, you know, as much yak yardage as he wants. He's aware of that. But it's not necessarily, you know, you can't look at every play and go, well, maybe he threw it low because there's a safety coming to take his receiver's head off, or maybe the receiver ran through the window. There's a lot of things. But, yeah, I do think so. And I think, you know, the more confidence he gets, this is really, if you think about it, they had the starting offensive line in the first half of the Buffalo game and some last week. You know, Simpkins started, but you got Caesar playing most. So, I mean, you got to get some continuity there. Continuity running the football, continuity protecting him. You get those two things, I think this offense will pick up. So, appreciate the call. Thank you, Big John.
All right, thank you.
See, we've mentioned James Franklin a couple of times, Penn State coach. So, I was curious, and I listened to the heard on the radio. So, if they owe him $49, $50 million, like, how does he get it? Right, and so the people on the radio
every month via direct deposit.
Right, but the guy who he'd known a coach who went through it, he says typically you get half in the first 30 days.
Yeah, that's
and
not
then
true.
And really,
yeah,
okay.
It depends on how you negotiate the contract.
Right.
I mean, because some guys can get 25% within the first 30 days. Some guys will get 50% within the first day. There's normally a lump.
Right.
Some in the first 30.
Right.
And the rest is 3 years, 4 years,
whatever the contract was, as you pay out. You
yeah,
know,
6 years as far as.
He was a 10-year contract.
Yeah, well, I mean, but I think he has only 6 years left
right.
on it. And so right. that's where the $50 million or $60 million, whatever it is, left, that's where he gets. And then there's another, you know, some people are saying where there's a clause in there, which, hey, hello. Every contract has that clause in there that he has a duty to go and find another job.
Right.
Every coach that gets hired has that clause in his contract because they want to minimize how much they have to pay him. Because sure. if he signs another contract for $50 million, well, guess what? Penn State's off the hook for $50 million or whatever, however much they owe him. So guess what he does? Hey, WWL, you want to hire me?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Okay, I will come on 2 days a week. Well, coach, we can't afford. Don't worry about paying me. Just let's work out something. Do you? I like steakhouse. I heard that you have two steakhouses that just hit in the southern, whatever. I can't remember the magazine.
Oh, the magazine,
yeah,
yes.
That are tops. The two top steakhouses in the one is Brennan's, and the other one's what, Charlie's Steakhouse, mm-hmm. I think it is. Can you get me some not passes? What do you call the
gift cards?
Gift cards. I'll take gift cards. That'll be my pay. Well, guess what? I just met the qualifications for my job for Penn State. Guess how many days I get to come in?
Two,
Saturday and Sunday. Guess how long I have to be on? You want me on for an hour? That's fine. The other 5 days, guess where I'm at?
I've
got my
golf
feet in the sand on the beach. And if you wanted to say that's what I'm going to do for the first 2 years, the next 2 years, I am going to go be an analyst. And I'm going to be an analyst for 1 year for the Detroit Lions. Detroit, coach, we don't want you. Well, I want you. I'm going to do it for free. All right, I can't let you do it for free. I'll do it for the least amount that you can pay
me. Minimum wage.
He goes and he's there for 1 year because he wants to learn the NFL system. The next year, hey, I have an old coach that I coached with back in 20 years ago. He's the new head coach at Amarillo State. I'm going to go be an analyst with him. I'm going to come in 2 days a week. Guess what I'm going to do, Mike? I am going to work on the opponents that we have in week 7 and 8. And I'm not telling you now the schools and maybe the teams are made up, but those are actual true situations where that has happened and is happening currently in the coaching world.
It's look up a Butch, mess.
Look up Butch Jones and Nick Saban's coaching rehab and ask, you know, before Coach Butch Jones got the head coaching job, before Butch Jones got the head coaching job that he has currently now, he went to Nick Saban's rehab and coaching rehab, and that's basically, I'm going to be an analyst over at Alabama, and I'm going to make a minimum amount, and my school that just let me go, they've got to pay me. Look at Jeremy Pruitt. That got let go from Tennessee.
I have hit a chord here. I did not mean to hit a chord here on this one.
It's just it's
unbelievable. It's like Monopoly money. Well, these schools got to learn.
They have to. Well, that tells you who has the power. And yeah. I got a good buddy up in. We keep going up 55. A guy by the name of Jimmy Sexton, who has probably 85% of those coaches, this is one of his favorite time of the year, because all of those guys, even if they have a job, look at Coach Cignetti at Cincinnati.
Kirk Cignetti.
You want to know?
No, at Indiana?
Yeah, I mean, I said Cincinnati, but you want to know his coaching tree? Guess where he was at? 3 years at Alabama, then he went down. He was a wide receivers coach. He took a pay cut to go down, a head coaching job, then he went to JMU, James
Good
Madison.
Lord, you just go gloss over that?
No, he went to James Madison, and then he gets hired, and now, you know, the window, it takes a while.
Yep.
Doesn't happen for everybody like that. But, I mean, it's just like they gave him a new contract because they were afraid that Penn State was going to come after him.
Yep.
Don't get me started on that.
James Madison, Kirk Cignetti, take a break. This is Fans of the Bro. We're going to talk Pelicans next. Stay with us here on WWL. Welcome back, Fans in the Pro. My host, Deuce McAllister, with you until 6 o'clock. Then it'll be the Brian Kelly Show, getting you ready for that LSU-Vandy game, and then the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup at 7 o'clock. We'll talk Pels in just a second. Got a couple of callers on hold. Jeff in Metairie. Jeff, you're on with Deuce and Haas. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I had a question about LSU's offense, about the blocking scheme. I've heard that they use a zone blocking, which I really don't know what that is. I kind of envisioned it seems like they're blocking air instead of like putting a hat on a hat. I'm wondering, you know, because the last 2 years they haven't been able to run the ball. I mean, last year they had Will Campbell and Emory Jones and several others, and they couldn't run. And I'm watching Will Campbell maul people in the NFL now. So it just seems to me it's like a passive kind of a read and react blocking scheme. It's not suited to their personnel. Maybe it worked with Jaden Daniels, but not with Garrett. So is there any credence to that, or is it just, you know, something else? Or,
well, Jeff, I can tell you all teams run gap scheme, and they run zone schemes. Now, different teams are a little bit better based off of your personnel. So don't think that one team is just – they only run zone scheme. And zone means that I have a man in that zone or that area, and normally gap scheme is going to be one particular guy. And you're blocking that gap. Whoever is in that gap, zone is basically who's in that zone, based off of whatever run it is, you know. And so both of them, you need, you know, an athletic guy. Some, you know, gap scheme may tell you, hey, I want a heavier guy that doesn't have to move or doesn't have to work in space as much. I can allow them to be maulers. And gap scheme, I want lighter guys I'm pulling the tackle, I'm pulling the guard, I'm pulling the center, so he can cover area, he can cover space. And so that's kind of the differences. Now, we can get into some nuances of that, but that kind of hopefully clears up that picture for you a little bit.
It does. And I had one other point that bothers me is you'll see, like in the South Carolina game, they were trying to run out the clock. So Nussmeier's in the shotgun. The running back is standing right next to him, and he literally gets the snap and, like, hesitates, waits 2 seconds, and then hands it to a flat-footed running back who's got zero, you know,
momentum and speed,
progress, momentum going into the hole. And that, I see that a lot with them, with this. He just kind of hands it as an afterthought to the running back who's flat-footed.
Normally what they're allowing is, we just talked about that zone and that double team. So it's to allow those blocks to develop and occur up front. Now, for the back, he's got to have a little forward lean. But you're correct. Right. He doesn't have a head start where he's 2 yards behind the quarterback. But at the same time, his vision should tell him, in those situations, he can pick and choose which gap or hole he's going to go through. So his vision should tell him a little bit where he's going. But you're not getting a running start. I mean, and so one thing that I want you to look for false steps by the running back. And what I mean by that, anytime that you see a guy step back, that's a false step. Some guys can get away with it. Some guys are fine doing it. But a lot of times you see him step back is because maybe he's trying to marry the footwork that he has with the offensive line. If he opens one way or the other, all he's doing is that's where he wants his hips to go, or he wants his weight to go that way, because he's marrying his steps and his footwork to the offensive line.
All right. Well, that makes sense. I appreciate that explanation. Whatever they're doing ain't working.
Now, hey, I just explained the mechanics to it.
That's
now,
right.
The execution is a whole different story. Now, but that's the mechanics.
That's great.
I think they should go to more gap then, based on what you just told me. I mean, I don't know, but I appreciate it.
No, thank you, Jeff. And so, yeah, no, I appreciate the phone call, and everybody gets to get a taste of what I get every week, and that is sitting next to football knowledge. You know, and you don't induce, and I've said this before, you don't just say, hey, here's what happened. You give them the play. You give them the what was supposed to happen, what it's called. And I think people appreciate that.
Well, and the other thing, what it's called, it's always changing, the names of plays. But I can give you a basis of, you know, almost like, hey, this is what Bill Walsh, who Archie Cooley ran back in, we're going back in the, you know, late 70s, 80s, and, you know, we can go even back to the Wing T days. You know, me and you jumped down that rabbit hole once before, and, you know, Coach JT Curtis, where it's, we're running the veer. And now it's, you know, it's old school. It's off-center veer. And instead of hitting, I've got a two-eye. You know, you talk about, here's where I jumped down a rabbit hole with the Saints defense. Would it be a two-eye? You know, and that's inside eye of the guard. You know, and you it's normally a three technique, but no, he's shading over. And you start wondering and you start like, man, that's a tight. You know, the they call that look, it's a tight. As far as what it's called, the name of it, but different coaches, they may call it something else. You know, Coach Buddy Ryan, he may call it, you know, it was the 46. We're going to Chicago. And so it was the old 46.
Right,
and
46.
So it was the old 46. And so now you try to count the numbers defensively. All right, this is where this guy's lined up. You know, that's what the four stands for. You know, the 4I and the six on the outside. That's the six technique. And now you just – I don't want to call it fill bodies in, but you're filling bodies in the other areas. Based off of where they are lined up and what those safeties do, that should tell you, here's your pitcher.
Right. And so we're going to – Larry, I know you're holding, but this – so – and the first thing you do, offense breaks the huddle.
I want to see where the safeties are.
Right. No, offensively. What's the first thing you do offensively?
I want to see where the safeties are.
You are the first thing you do in the booth, whether it's on air or off
personnel.
Air. Yeah,
I want to see personnel.
You're like 11, 12.
Yeah,
13.
I want to see personnel.
That's the first thing out of your mouth.
Yeah, I want to see personnel.
Right.
Who's in the game? Who are we playing with? What type of personnel do we have? Because, you know, certain teams, if you've done any studying, some certain teams, 13 personnel, most teams, they like to run out of that personnel package. You know, the Saints passed out of that. What was 87-yarder? Saints passed out of that personnel package, but you know, you go back and look at the numbers, they run out of that personnel package. And so I want to see who's in the game, because now defensively, how are we matching that personnel? Are we going nickel? You know, do we have an extra defensive back in the game? The Saints, they like to go five down. Well, what is five down? Five down defensive lineman. You know, it's not an extra linebacker in the game per se. It's a linebacker by their position, Cam Jordan and Granderson. Yes, position-wise, in the book it says linebackers. But body-wise, man, you're a DN.
Yeah, I don't look at positions anymore.
We don't, but I mean, right. if I'm playing against them, you're a defensive end.
Right.
You're a defensive end. Now, in the book, they tell me, no, you're a linebacker. I look at your body, you're a DN. You're standing up. You don't have your hand in the dirt. But the offensive line, guess what they do? They put them down. They count those guys as down guys. So they will see the same, no different, you know, when you look at Chicago. At times it'll be a 3-4, but how the center and the quarterback looks at it, they will say it may be three down, and I'll give you two linebackers, you know, number 46 and 43. They're down. They're going to be down. And so now that tells the defense, that tells my offensive line, we are blocking those five guys. Now, the quarterback may change it, and he may go Mike 51 or no. Make this guy the Mike, whoever that may be. But now that allows them to be able to protect at least those five guys.
Why they've broken the huddle, What is the safety telling you? That's your first look. What's the safety telling you?
Because now he's going to tell me coverage.
Right.
And he's going to tell me whether that linebacker or that corner is telling me the truth. Because a lot of times somebody's giving it away, whether somebody's blitzing or whether you're playing coverage. And it's normally got to be the safeties because he's got to cover for one of those guys that is blitzing. If he's not covering, if you see a team move a guy in motion and nobody comes, then that tells you, hey, they're not playing man-to-man. It looks like pressure is coming. And so you'll see the quarterback go to the line. He'll make some calls. And, you know, you'll see the defense check out. They'll make some calls. And somebody's going to be either right or wrong.
Yeah, that's right. And somebody's going to be either right or wrong. I tell you, man, it's an education.
What, Mike? And you know this. All this has to happen within 45 seconds.
Oh, my gosh. And then they turn the sound off,
yeah.
And you got to, you know, and yes. make decisions.
Even if the sound is off as far as the communication back and forth between the head coach and the quarterback and or defensive player, because the defensive player, he's talking to the DC as well. His helmet does cut off as well.
Right.
I mean, and so at 15 seconds, it's just like, all right, how much film have you watched? Because this picture is going to change. And that's exactly what it's going to be this weekend for Caleb Williams and for, guess who?
Spencer Rattler.
Guess what? You saw this defense how many times last year? Every day at practice. Now, not necessarily scout team stuff, but when you were going good on good, you saw the Saints defense. You'll see the Bears defense, and it'll be similar looks. The one thing that you can do, particularly, and we know, and this is – we got to write this down. Let's see how many times the Saints go on first down come Sunday. And the reason is – particularly on third down, we know how exotic DA can get with his looks, and they check out of it. So I'm going to show you one picture, but I'm going to give you something totally different. Let's see if we can count how many times the Saints go right up to the line of scrimmage and they snap it. There's no movement. There's no motion. There's nothing. Because normally that defense for the Saints, they like to give you a picture, but then they – try to change when you go to checking and when you go to motion. If I already know that, hey, I'm lined up, I'm ready to play, will there be a bust? Will there be something that, you know, a guy, he's got to cover all the way. He's on one side of the field. He's got to pick up the number two all the way across the field. There will be situations like that. Let's count and see.
Yeah.
Let's count and see how many times they go on first down. You know, just I come up to the line of scrimmage, I snap the ball.
Yeah.
I'm not giving you any motion. I'm not giving you any shift. I'm not giving you anything. We're ready to play.
All right, let's do this. We'll take a break. Larry, we'll get you on the other side of this break. This is Fans in the Pro. My host, Deuce McAllister, talking football. That's what the show should be called. Fans in the Pro, back after this, WWL. Welcome back. Want to shout out to Magazine Pizza for feeding our Saints game day crew. Magazine Pizza, I think it's even in the break room as we speak. 1068 Magazine, dine in or delivery, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pastas, sandwiches, wings, and salads. Our thanks to MagazinePizza.com. Larry in Baton Rouge has been holding patiently. Larry, welcome to the show. You're on with Deuce and Hoss.
Thank you. Appreciate you taking my call. I need somebody to tell me how my Saints gonna beat win this game Sunday. I just don't have any confidence.
I was gonna ask, do you believe, Larry? Do you believe?
But I'm not gonna fool myself because I tell you the team I seen Monday. I just don't, and God knows I need to be wrong, but I don't see how we gonna stand a chance because. Like I said, I know we need some more personnel, you know.
Larry, I watched the game Monday night, too. I felt the same way. But then I watched the other games that Chicago played. But that Monday night game, they looked pretty good. Deuce, how are they going to do
it? You better believe. And plus, they went up against a pretty good quarterback, too. You know, I think he come from LSU.
Yep.
But I hope I'm wrong. But I hear all the praise for this Rattler, and I'm just not seeing it. So I'm going to just wait and see. And I don't know if I can. Jesus Christ. Now, if Jesus Christ end up at that game Sunday, then the Saints may have a chance. But I just don't see it. But I tell you what, I'm going to bother you guys sometime next week. And we're going to talk about the game.
Mr. Larry, yes, that sound like a plan. And I'm going to leave you just with this statement right here. All right.
Okay. Let me sit down. Give me a moment to sit down. Okay. Dude, lay it on. Let me light my cigar.
If you praying, what you worried for?
Well, you know,
Mr. Larry, okay, if you're a praying man, what you worried for?
Okay, well.
Just leave it alone. Mr. Larry, you have you a great weekend, all right?
You've done all you can do.
I sure can. I'm going to talk to you guys then.
All right, thank you, Mr. Larry.
I appreciate it.
Okay, y'all have a good weekend as well.
You too. So, you go in that, look at that game. For the Saints to be successful this upcoming week, you've got to take care of the football because you're playing against a team that's punching at the ball. They're giving up yards on the ground. They're giving up yards in the air. They're giving up explosive plays.
31 against the run. You're right.
So you talk about how can you win this game. Offensively, you take care of the football. You go out and run your offense. You can't have 12, 13 penalties and expect to win. But if you take care of the football, you're better than 50% on third down. And if you are 3 of 3 in the red zone, I think that you're going to be pleased with the results.
Yeah. 3 of 3.
3 of 3. So I'm not asking for 70 or 80%. I'm asking for perfect.
That seems like a lot.
It's just 3 touchdowns.
I know. Did it against San Francisco week 2?
It's 3 touchdowns.
Get down there. Right, you get opportunities.
I don't doubt that you're not going to get down there. What you've got to hold yourself accountable for is, can we execute? Can you execute? You can yap about it. You can run it again as many times as you want. But if you don't go out and execute, then it doesn't really matter.
Third down. Here's the last thing I'll leave you before we take a break. So third down, the Saints are – with a short, third and short, Saints are good. 80%, 20 of 25, they get the first down. Third medium, third and 4 to 6, 5 of 21. You got to be better than that. Third and 8 and more. Not to be third and 8 and more.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, but it ain't. They're 1 of 22.
You got to be better than that as well.
You got to be better than that as well.
Yeah, so third medium and third and long, you've got to be able to convert.
And guess what? Unless you're pretty solid on first and second, you're facing third and medium and third and long.
At some point, the odds are going to be against you.
Yeah, you're right. So a lot to talk about. You know, it's a big one on Sunday. Take a quick break. Back after this. Fans in the Pro, Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister, here on WWL, AMFM.com. Always free on the Odyssey app. Well, welcome back. Just a couple more minutes in tonight's show. Sorry we didn't get a chance to talk about the Pelicans as much as we wanted to. Lost last night in their preseason game. They opened the season at Memphis, and then it's home next Friday, the 24th, San Antonio, then Boston on the 27th as the Pelicans get started. Unbelievable. Looking forward to this season. Get off to a much better start. Man, they won their first two games, and it just went sideways quickly on them. Don't forget to get a chance to win some tickets to the next Saints game. The black and gold take on Tampa Bay Caesars Superdome. That's October 26th. Score 2 premium tickets to the game, plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. We're talking open bar, premium liquor, buffet, all you can eat with Chef Aaron May, all looking over Champion Square. It's very easy. Go to WWL.com/contest and enter one time every day for your chance to win tickets to the Saints and Buccaneers. The promotion ends on Thursday, the 23rd, right at 11:59. My thanks to Deuce McAllister. When we start talking football like that, you got to let him go, baby. You just got to let it go. My thanks to Andrew Pearson in the booth tonight. Big one coming up for high school football. You got Carr and Jesuit at the Shrine. Brian Kelly Show coming up next. Then at 7 o'clock, it's the Manning Family Channel Children's Prep Football Roundup. Have a good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.